Hiya everyone, welcome back to the Antidepressants podcast. I'm Danny.
And I'm Laura, and we are here to answer some agonies.
This week's agony is trying to enjoy being single, but worrying you're wasting your best years and are going to die alone.
When grim die alone, forever alone.
Oh. I think this is a very interesting one to when, tackle, actually.
When are the best years? Because like my best years haven't come yet.
Yeah, when are we guaranteed these best years?
Because like, I don't know if it's gonna happen for me. I'm telling you, like, I'm just like muddling through. I just don't even know what is good and what's bad anymore.
Where are these years? And is there like,
Is there a time scale?
I definitely haven't had mine yet. Who do I write to?
Does someone tell you when they start?
I know.
Does someone tell you when they end? Oh my God. When are these best years? I really need to know. But in all seriousness, like, I actually don't think there's any set years that are like meant to be your best year. I know people say it's like your 20s, your early 30s are the best years of your life. But I just don't believe it.
Well, I remember
there can't be. I'm living proof that there can't be.
Surely not.
Surely not. If this is the best, then it's a tragic.
If this is the best it's going to get, I'm going to walk out into traffic tomorrow.
Honestly, I'm telling you now, from personal experience, your late 20s aren't the best years of your life.
Neither are your early to mid 30s.
It's not the one. Like, maybe for some people they are, but I think for a lot of people they aren't. And I think
it's a very confusing time of your life,
really. It's so confusing.
Because literally you've like come out of education, you've been thrust into university, usually anyway, told that you kind of have to pick a career. All of a sudden, then you're out of uni, you find a job doing God knows what, and you're like, have a bit of time to breathe, and you sit there and you're like, whoa.
What's happening?
Like, right, who the hell am I? Like, what am I doing?
I think as well, it's like the only time of your life where your milestones aren't the same as your peers, necessarily, or your friends.
Yeah.
So like when you're 15, you're all in the same year, you're all achieving the same things, you all get GCSEs, you all get A levels, you all go to university, like, or further training, college, whatever, you're all hitting those milestones, and then it just implodes.
Yeah.
And some people are getting married, some people are like going back to uni to train,
haywire, doesn't it?
And people are just on these like really totally different like journeys. And I don't think you can set your expectations of yourself by like what society deems as your best years.
Yeah, totally.
And I think there is extra pressure for women. I think like,
yeah, because it's media all
definitely.
And
yeah, it's all about your looks. The media definitely tailors adverts and stories to being the best years of your life. It's like, like a panic way of selling things,
totally. Like panic women into changing this, buying that, like getting this done, getting that done, like buying this cream, buying that shampoo or whatever to make the most of these best years of their lives, and then panicking as they get older because they just want to retain those best years where they didn't have crow's feet.
Hold on to the best years. Best years, best years. But actually, you spent your best years like consistently worrying and anxious that you're wasting them.
I've been worrying since, honestly, 1994. Like, I swear to God.
1992, in the womb. I came out the womb and I was worrying about, is this all going to go well? Is she in theatre? Is it like, is this a natural birth? I need to know before coming into this world what I'm getting myself into.
Oh, God.
But yeah, don't let society's pressure dictate what you view as being the best of you.
And also, what is, like, where is the rule book that says your quote best years have to be spent with a partner and not single? Because maybe you're going to have a better time being single than if you were coupled up.
It's so true. That's so valid, because you've got to remember that as well. being single gives you a certain amount of freedom. You're not accountable to somebody else, and you don't have any responsibilities towards that other person. So actually, as a single person, you have a lot of freedom and control over the direction that your life is going in. And some would say that's the best possible situation to be in. Where you're able to fully craft everything that you want in your life, completely undictated and unaffected.
Like, literally just for yourself.
Just for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just for yourself.
And I think even people... like, not everybody loses themselves in a relationship and that kind of thing. And, you know, some people still have an element of freedom and things. But you have to admit, you're thinking about that other person when you're making decisions.
Yeah, and like...
of course you are.
Well, I would hope if I was in a relationship that whoever I was in a relationship with was thinking about me when making those decisions, because it is like a compromise and it is about taking that other person's feelings into account as well. But I know that there's certain things I don't want to compromise on.
Yeah, totally.
And who says that you're wasting them if you're having a good time?
Exactly. It's not a waste at all if you're having fun. Like, seeing your friends. I mean, I know people haven't been able to see each other for a year, but, you know, if you have been before, like previously, when we all come out of lockdown again, you'll start seeing your pals again. That's not a waste of time.
Yeah, totally not. Or even if you're spending your time focusing on your career or education or just anything that gives you more independence and more growth as a human being, like, that's not a waste of time.
Not at all.
That's you, like, crafting yourself to be the best possible version of you, like, enriching your life.
And you're creating nice memories as well.
Oh, I literally never want to be in a relationship ever again.
Honestly.
I've converted myself. I'm like, oh, embracing. And these are my, guys, these are my best years.
I kind of feel like the thought of being in a relationship is scarier than being alone sometimes.
Yes, I would agree.
Ooh. Yeah. Makes you shudder.
I literally can't imagine it. I can't imagine. What? Right. I can't imagine being in a relationship with somebody for such a long time that I won't die alone. Do you know what I mean?
Like, being with somebody now and thinking, I'm with them till death.
I'm with them till I die.
I'll be like, I hope I die tomorrow.
Oh my God. Get me out of this. That freaks me out. I don't think I've met a single person.
That's scary, that.
Like, I don't think I've met anyone that I could, like, I don't know.
Surely
that's
no
so
one exists
scary.
Like that.
How long is that?
Surely no one.
When do
that
you? When will we die?
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. Hopefully we don't have too long left. I don't know if you're gonna live till, well, bloody Prince Philip. He's 99.
I know.
How long they've been together? Diamond wedding anniversary. I can't speak.
No, is it
Diamond wedding anniversary?
They got married when they were very young, though, didn't they?
He's like 6 years older than her, though. I don't know why I know so much.
6 years specifically. His birthday is on September 5th.
I don't know why I'm so clued up on him.
On the royals.
But I just can't imagine being with somebody like until you're that old. Until you literally die.
I feel like every 5 years you become a different person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess you have to find somebody who's like, who's also going to be a different person, but like, well, compliment your different person. Like, I guess you're both meant to grow together, aren't you?
Yeah.
But sometimes I just think, like, I don't want to grow with
you. I just can't see it happening.
I can't be bothered to, like, raise you. Like, no, thank you. I'm done. No.
I think, like, it's obviously scary if this person is sat thinking that they're going to die alone.
Yeah, it is really scary.
Because it, you know what it is? Like, if you sit and think about being, like, old and decrepit, you don't want to be alone, like, dying on the floor and being found, like, 2 weeks later, eaten by your cat. But, like...
Oh, that's so horrible. That's a horrible, horrible, like, thought, and I wasn't thinking it until you've just said
I'm kind of worried about the cat now.
I'm, like, worried about
the
cat.
Hope someone finds us in time.
Well, I'll be leaving everything to the cat, so...
Absolutely.
But, no, it is. It's really valid. Like, the way I see it is, if you have really strong relationships in the sense of family and friends, you're not going to be alone. Like, those are the people who are going to be there for you. You don't need to place everything on a romantic level.
Mm-hmm.
You can make an effort in a platonic way and be romantic in a platonic way. Like, you know, be romantic with your friends. If you want to go for dinner with your friend, go for dinner with your friend.
I love going for dinner with your friends.
I love it.
Buying them flowers and stuff
I'm
like that.
Actually,
cute.
I'm more romantic with my friends than I have been in any romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just the way I am. Yeah. But, like, I would try not to...
I think don't put all the emphasis on if you've got a partner, then you're going to be all right. And you're not going to die alone and all of this stuff. Because you don't know if you're going to die alone or not.
You just don't know.
Like, that person who you're married to or whatever might die 10 years before you do. And then you might die alone anyway.
You know what's even worse? Being with somebody and still dying alone.
Yeah, imagine.
Let's just have a little moment to think about that.
Hmm.
That would be sad, being with the wrong person and dying alone.
Metaphorically alone, do you mean,
Laura? I mean emotionally, mentally, alone. Metaphorically alone.
Awful. Just so you can say that you're with someone and you've got company and stuff.
No, you don't want that. Run from that.
Well, literally, I think no matter how old you are as well, you can always make friends.
Like, oh, yeah, you can, can't you?
Because old people talk to everyone and there's all sorts of groups and things. Like,
I do think that depends on where you are, though, because I've been told that I'm quite chatty to, like, random people. And I don't know if that's because I'm from Newcastle.
See, you know what it is, though? I'm not that chatty to random people.
It's true.
But if I was an old woman...
I'd be chatting to everyone.
On my own. A widower, perhaps, with 12 cats. And I started going to bingo, I would talk to, like, the other people at bingo.
Oh, I'd have so many friends. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm quite looking forward to it, to be honest. I love the bingo already. Like, I'm always meeting new friends at the bingo everywhere I go. I'm like,
bingo's great.
I want this person to be my friend now.
Literally, you can't even have a bit of peace to yourself at the bingo.
Nah.
You will get spoken to.
You will, whether you want to or not. So, you know, maybe if you want to meet somebody, head to your bingo, head to your local mecca.
Yeah. If you're lonely and you want a husband, go bingo.
Well, I don't know if you're going to find a husband at the bingo.
No, there's no marriage material.
There's no marriage material at the bingo. At the bingo, I can't speak still. There's no marriage material at the bingo.
No, but there's pals at the bingo.
There's pals. There's a lot of pals at the bingo.
Loads of funny, weird old women.
Lots of them, indeed. But yeah, I think it's just really important in this situation not to catastrophize.
Mm-hmm.
To really keep it in perspective, it's easy to get sucked in into believing that these are the best years.
Yeah.
And because you haven't, you know, hit a certain milestone by this point, you are the one. You're the one who will die alone.
Yeah.
But it's just unrealistic at the end
Literally,
of the day.
You are not a fortune teller. You don't know that that's going to happen.
Nah.
And just because you don't have anybody now doesn't mean you're never going to have anybody.
No, absolutely not.
People meet the partners at all different stages of their lives.
Yes.
All different stages. And you know what it is? If you're kind of comparing yourself to friends who are all coupled up and things like that, I can guarantee they're not happy.
Whoa. Outrageous.
Well, I mean, they might be happy.
We guarantee all of you in relationships right now aren't happy.
I know you're miserable.
We know that you're miserable. So just cut the facade.
No, you know what I mean, though. Nobody's, like, blissfully happy with no problems or anything like that. Everybody's got the little grievances.
Yeah, like, everybody has...
It's not perfect.
Everybody has... Well, there's no perfect, is there? Again, I feel like people are sold this idea of it, like, being dead perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a relationship should just be perfect and easy and, like, fall into place. But realistically, like, they're two people's lives. Like, that have to work together.
Yeah, two people with a lot of things that have happened to them, like, leading up to this point on different kind of paths, and they happen to like each other and kind of want to make it work. It's never going to be, like, dead, dead smooth running,
nah.
Is it?
Anyway, we digress. You're not going to die alone because you can pay for us to come to your funeral and we'll be, like, hired mourners.
You know who would be, like, What's them two old man Muppets called?
Oh, I don't know. What are their names?
Is it Waldorf
and... Waldorf and... Oh, my God. What's he called? But are they the two judges?
Are they judges?
I thought they were judges.
I mean, they're very judgmental.
They're really judgmental and they're just sitting, grief everyone.
They're playing
they?
Marley and Marley.
Marley. Marley and Marley.
We should hire ourselves out to be those
We
Muppets.
Will be the Marley Muppets at your funeral. Honestly, like, you don't even have to pay us. I'll just come and do it because I think it's hilarious.
Yeah,
we'll live stream it to our IG stories just for you.
Great. It'll be a hoot.
So, yeah, you definitely won't die alone because we'll be there waiting to meet you in hell. So that'll be nice. See you there. Catch you on the flip side. But just enjoy the time that you've got, you know, like, make every moment count for you.
Yeah.
Don't worry about another person coming into your life because I can guarantee, like, it's not going to make any difference to your relationship with yourself.
Ooh.
Oh, that was so profound.
It was, wasn't it?
I didn't mean to end it on such a bombshell, but, like, gosh.
That was good.
I feel so taken aback by my wisdom at the moment.
I feel like you've levelled up.
I actually have. Gone from Marley Muppet to a spiritual guide in, like, one sentence. Yeah. I really hope that that's helped everyone, or at least the person who sent in that agony. We will be back next week with more agonies to answer, and we'll speak to you all really soon.
See you then.
Bye.